Welcome to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services, a show about coping with getting older ourselves and dealing with our aging parents. If you have questions about how to cope with these stresses, call Scott at 877-960-9960. Now, here's Scott.
Welcome, everybody, another edition of Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom. We're so glad you decided to spend some of your Monday evening with us. If you're listening on 95.9 in the Palm Beaches and you're on the highway there, please be careful. 95, the turnpike, whatever, take it easy. All right, you'll get there. And if you're listening 106.9 on the Treasure Coast, I'm sure now you're home having a cocktail, and we're glad you decided to spend some time with us, so thank you. Beautiful day here today, but I have to say I just came back from Nevada where we hit 4 feet of snow when I was there this week. So it was good to get home, and I'm excited to be here. Anyway, what are we going to talk about tonight? Well, one of the most important resources that we have to help seniors in our area is the Aging, Disability, and Resource Center. Most people would think of it as the Area Agency on Aging, but it does a lot more than just what you think the Area Agency on Aging does. It's now often referred to as the ADRC, so we'll talk a lot about that. One of the most important services of the ADRC is their helpline. And our guest tonight, Don Hill, is the director of the helpline. And we're going to use the hour tonight to help you understand everything that this incredible arm of the agency can do and how Don and his team can help you. And we're going to do that. But first, you know, I'm going to keep harping on this for as long as I can or need to. If you're not vaccinated, get vaccinated, right? It will save your life. You may, in fact, get a breakthrough. That's true. That's possible. But please, please get vaccinated. It does save lives, and it's important. The other thing is, particularly with the holidays coming up, you're going to want to be able to spend as much time with your family as possible. And won't it feel good to know that you're safe by having done everything you can to prevent yourself from getting particularly ill? So please, do yourself and everybody around you a favor and go get the jab. It'll be really important for you. But enough of my preaching. Who are we going to talk to tonight? Well, here is the bio for my guest, Don Hill. He is the director of the agency, the Area Agency on Aging in the Palm Beach and the Treasure Coast, the ADRC Helpline. He oversees a department of 34 specialists providing services, including the information and referral call center, intake and screening. He helps with Medicaid enrollment and counseling, and that's a really important part of what they do. And he can help with Medicare and other benefit enrollment. He's originally from Cleveland, Ohio, but is now here in West Palm Beach after coming here from Tampa Bay. He has been at three Area Agency on Agings around the state, and so he came here to bring his expertise to the Palm Beach area. He has a BA in mass media communication, and he just got his master's degree in human resource management, and he's a SHRM certified professional, senior human resource management professional. He comes to this position quite naturally. His father was the CEO of the Western Reserve Area Agency in Cleveland, Ohio. And he's worked in the agency and resource industry for 12 years. He has a graduate certificate in gerontology, and he worked for a large hospital system for 3 years. So welcome to the show, Don. How are you?
I'm great, Scott. Thanks for having me.
So just because not everybody is familiar with what the Area Agency on Aging or the Aging and Disability Resource Center does, why don't we start at the 30,000-foot level and maybe give us a little background on what the ADRC is and does.
Sure, sure. You know, we're under the umbrella of the Area Agency on Aging, which is of Palm Beach and the Treasure Coast. We partner with the Florida Department of Elder Affairs to really bring a lot of services to seniors and their caregivers in our planning and service area, which is going to encompass Indian River, Martin County, Okeechobee, Palm Beach, and St. Lucie's counties as well. So under that umbrella falls our Aging Disability Resource Center, which Started in 2008, we really wanted to make sure that we had something that was more specific, something where our center could be staffed by trusted, compassionate, well-trained professionals, who really help seniors find the answers that they're looking for and, you know, work with them to help make informed decisions. So it became a lot more personal, and we really just wanted to work with the seniors and make sure that they felt supported. So we started what we called our Elder Helpline. And that was with a small staff of just 5 people. Prior to that, we were referring a lot of our services outward, to 211 United Way's call center, which is very helpful. But we thought, you know, there's value in starting our own service in terms of helping our own clients as well as promoting some of the services that we also offer to our community within.
So, because you mentioned something which confuses a lot of people. The Elder Helpline is not 211.
That is true.
They're very different organizations and very different services. So can we clear up and clarify for the audience what the difference is between the – and I know we're going to drill down on Elder Helpline services, but 211 is really – very different. Am I right?
Right. It's vast. You know, they don't just have older adult services or services for people with disabilities. They have services for families, abuse, just all different types of services where just about anyone can go and find resources to get supported.
And it's really not, 211 is really not an information provider as much as it is emergency services, right?
Kind of both.
Right? Oh, is
yeah,
it?
Yeah. Yeah, I think they really just encompass quite a bit of resources. And for a while, I think that they were the go-to for everyone. But like I said, I think that, you know, like us, we just found more value in providing our own services, you know, that really tailor fit our clientele, which are people over 60, and then also the people with disabilities who are either over 60 and under 60.
So going back to the helpline, which is what you do. Mm-hmm. You said you started in 2008 with 5. Now you have, I just said before, now you have 34.
Yep.
So you're pretty busy. What are the services that the helpline really provides?
Well, like I said, we grew from 5 to a staff of, you know, over 30. In the evolution of that, we've kind of handled almost 200,000 calls. You know, really just all kinds of local services, really getting to the bottom, really getting the story of the clients that we talk to. Some of the main services we provide, congregate meals and home delivered meals programs, SNAP food assistance program, which helps low-income seniors buy healthy food, emergency home assistance for elderly, which is also known as HEAP. And then there's quite a bit of programs related to Medicare, like the Medicare Savings Program, which I know we're going to talk about later. And then our services as well in our agency, where we will work with our clients over the phone to get them screened, to really find out what services would benefit them. So we look at local, federal, and state programs that they may qualify for and kind of create a portfolio in terms of a list of programs we think may help them, and we'll help them enroll in those and get on waiting lists as well for those.
So not everybody knows. I don't talk about it often. I've been on the advisory council of the Area Agency on Aging. I guess I must be going on 8 or 9 years now, maybe 10. And one of the things I used to do in that is I used to do satisfaction phone calls. They don't do it that way anymore. But I used to do them once a month. I would come in and I would call people that called the helpline and ask them, how they were treated and did their questions get answered? Did they get what they were looking for? And I have to say, with absolute certainty and without equivocation, 99% of the time, people were thrilled with the services that the helpline provided, because the helpline always was staffed by caring, wonderful individuals who had access to just amazing information that they were able to impart. If there was ever one complaint, it was always, I wanted them to do this, and they didn't do it. They didn't help me. They didn't do it. And the reason I bring that up is because you don't do it. That's not your job, right? You don't provide services as much as you provide information and referral. Am I right? Well, I know I'm right, but can you explain that to the audience? Because I think people are sometimes confused with they call with one level of expectation, sure, and then something else happens.
Well, I think the important thing to remember is we're dealing with a population who, you know, needs a little bit of extra help, you know, from the technical assistance, you know, with a lot of newfound gadgets and virtual things that are popping up, you know, to really just needing help with what we call IADLs, ADLs, you know, instrumental activities of daily living. So they really kind of need a little bit of help with those. So when a client is calling into somewhere to try to get help, I think that they're looking for as much as they can get. But yes, we're not case managed. You know, there are case managed programs that we will refer people to, or we have people who will kind of hold their hand through the process of a lot of different situations and enrollments and programs. But our main thing is to really get them the information, at least for the INR side, which is our information and referrals. So once those calls come in, we kind of consider that the gateway, you know, the gateway where all the information comes. And the clients just really start there as a starting point where they can get information. We can find out a little bit more about them and then route them to where they need to go. So if it looks like they're going to benefit from several of the programs we offer, if they qualify, you know, we'll kind of go that route. And there's a rabbit hole, but it's a good rabbit hole.
No, I think it's great. I think the other thing that people don't understand is that you don't have a dog in the hunt, so you'll typically, if it's available, give two or three referrals that somebody can call with a particular problem.
Absolutely. Options
right?
are good.
Right. You give options. You also vet people that are enrolled with you. So for example, not every home care agency can be referred by
exactly.
the area. Not every daycare
that.
Center, right. not every assisted living community that you might refer. There are some places, of course, where you have limits, right? But,
yes.
But you're pretty careful about that, right? And you give referrals and you do it kind of alphabetically.
Absolutely. Right? We want to be fair. We want to make sure that, you know, resources aren't feeling like we're, you know, valuing one or the other. So we have a very strict process that we go through as we're recruiting and taking on new resources. You know, we want to make sure that they've been open for a certain amount of time. So I do have a staff member who really does look into the resources and make sure that they're legitimate and make sure that they're really providing, you know, a wide multitude of services.
We didn't talk about this in our preparation for tonight. But you have 34 specialists. What's the training like for them? What do they go through?
A lot of the people that we get are already customer service oriented, so that's important. I think the main thing, the theme that everyone has at the helpline is that they have empathy.
Right.
You know, they really care and really want to help people. So once you kind of take that main ingredient, you're able to build on that.
Right.
So like I said, we have people with strong customer service who are very good with clients. We want to make sure that we're also talking to people and making sure that we're respecting their dignity, making sure that we're listening to them and not just doing all the talking. Because a lot of times with our seniors, I think the real story lies between the lines. You know, they're not telling you everything, or if you're talking to a caregiver, they may not be telling you the complete story. So we really try to listen and understand, and that's one of the most important things about our training is to make sure that staff are just really in tune, using intuition and using good judgment, and really not necessarily familiar with all the resources, but at least being familiar to where to send them or to where to find the resources.
I usually do this later in the show, but I'm going to do it often tonight because it's so important. How do people reach the helpline? What is the helpline number?
Yes, let me give you that number. I'm going to give you the 1-866 number. It's a little easier.
Okay.
866-684-5885.
Do it one more time.
866-684-5885.
Now, when they call the helpline, what's the process like? They call that number,
mm-hmm.
They get routed to the helpline. What happens?
Well, like I said, it really is the gateway. It's where our initial INR staff are going to determine what the client needs and then where to send them. You know, if they're interested in some of our programs like long-term care, community care for the elderly, any of our older Americans Act programs, we would do a state assessment tool that's developed by the state of Florida. Our staff reads these questions in order, and this assessment is designed to really paint a picture of the client, whether they have a caregiver, whether they're able to do certain things on their own. We go through all of their health conditions to really get a good feel for how much help they need and what they can do on their own. Then once this assessment is completed, it really gives us a very good idea. It gives us a ranking that the state does, and it lets us know kind of where they fall in terms of being, you know, really in need of the help, or in terms of being able to let some other people go before them.
And so who is your typical caller? Who should be your caller? Who can take advantage of the services that the helpline provides?
Well, you've got the perfect listening audience.
Okay.
You know, with the baby boomers being in a generation where for the first time we're seeing seniors, and they have their parents who are seniors, right, all needing services. So there's a wide range, you know, on that scale, that aging continuum. But we really talk to a lot of caregivers. You know, that's very important. A lot of people with older parents, siblings, people who are, you know, having family stay with them because of COVID. So there's a lot of different scenarios with the caregivers. And then we also talk to our seniors. Some of them, you know, range from being homebound and not able to do a lot and being very frail, you know, to others who are just newly 60 who are just looking for something, some extra help.
And it doesn't necessarily, the helpline or the Area Agency on Aging and the helpline is not only designed to help people who don't have resources. Many people who have the ability to take advantage of resources out there can call as well. Am I right?
Absolutely. I think one of the biggest misconceptions I've seen is that people think, oh, well, I don't qualify for that program, or I'll just leave that program for someone else who deserves it more. Right. But there's a lot to go around for everyone. And we do have a lot of programs, you know, that can help. I mean, just one example is we have a healthy living program where we do some classes. One of the main classes that we do there is a matter of balance, which teaches seniors how to maintain balance to prevent falls, which last month was Falls Prevention Month. So, I mean, that's important. So little things like that, or doing Tai Chi. So someone who may just be looking to be active, you know, that's a good program for
you
them.
You probably don't know, but my daughter, one of my daughters, I think is certified to help you with the matter of balance training.
Oh, good.
Yeah, she took the course and has worked with the agency. You probably didn't know that, and I'm not sure I remembered that until you said
that.
It.
Yeah, Maureen McCarthy runs that program, yeah. So she probably works closely
with
your daughter.
She did it with Maureen's predecessor.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember exactly, but I know that Melissa, my daughter, loved the program and then helped teach a couple of classes.
It's been great. We got some extra funding, and we can talk about that a little later. All the new funding that's come in with COVID that has helped us a lot, but we got some new funding to do some telephone reassurance. We were already calling clients who are on our waiting list just to make sure they're doing okay, see if they need any help. But what we decided to do is add extra value to those calls and make a theme for those calls.
Yeah, I really I want to talk about COVID has impacted what you do, and also I want to talk about, I think, one of the most important things you do, which is Medicaid planning, and we're going to do that because Medicaid planning is really a critical component of the services
Definitely.
You provide. So for you out there who are interested in learning more about Medicaid planning, you need to stay tuned. Of course, I'm talking tonight to Don Hill. Don is the ADRC helpline director here at our local Area Agency on Aging in Palm Beach. Covers both the Treasure Coast and the Palm Beaches. So if you're listening, he can provide care or help his agents, his division of the ADRC can help provide that. The ADRC is an unbelievable resource. The Aging, Disability, and Resource Center. I get confused sometimes. Or the AAA. It was much easier to do it when it was the Area Agency on Aging.
Yes.
But anyway, Don is the director of the ADRC Helpline. We're going to talk more about the services they provide. If you have questions for Don or for myself, you can call us at 877-960-9960. That's 877-960-9960.
I'm here with Allison from Comfort Care Senior Services. Allison, at Comfort Care, you guys are proud to be a family-owned and operated business.
That's right, Mike. It's myself and my husband, Tino, my sister, Melissa, and her husband, Joe, and my parents, Irene and Scott Greenberg. As you can tell by six family members being able to work together, family is extremely important to us. Our clients often have kids that live out of state or even overseas, and those extended family members want to have the comfort of being able to contact a family member at any time to follow up on how mom or dad is doing. While you are able to reach a family member at any time, our office staff is truly part of our extended family. They monitor the phones 24/7 in case of an emergency and are empowered to make decisions that are in the best interest of the client. Because at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines the quality of life. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620. Or visit our website at palmbeach.comfortcare.com. That's palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
Do your parents live in South Florida? We know it can be difficult to be there for them when you live far away. As your parents get older, things can change in an instant. Are you prepared?
Finding a trusted local expert to coordinate and provide care makes all the difference. Eldercare 360 can provide you and your family the proper guidance, support, and resources to assist you and your loved ones with their daily activities of living with healthcare challenges.
As a patient advocate, Eldercare 360 brings together a team of patient-focused, caring professionals with decades of experience. Call us to see how we can help before the crisis at 561-713-1800.
Make Eldercare 360 part of your team. Eldercare 360, patient advocacy, coordination of services, and full circle of care. 561-713-1800.
Hi, I'm Laura Olivares, the president of Silver Solutions, the senior-focused home services company. Unfortunately, COVID-19 continues to be a reality for too many of us. But thankfully, every day, more and more of our older adults are getting protected by the vaccine. At Silver Solutions, we pride ourselves on protecting older adults as well, from safety improvements to downsizing to emptying the home after the loss of your loved one. Silver Solutions is here to help you move forward with ease and confidence. To find out more, call us today at 877-AGE-SAFE. That's 877-AGE-SAFE. Or visit us online at silversolutions.com. Our team is bonded, insured, and follows rigorous CDC guidelines, including the full use of PPE. Life can bring the unexpected, but when it comes to making growing older safer and less stressful, you can count on us, Silver Solutions.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. We're thrilled that you have decided to spend some time with us tonight. I'm here tonight with Don Hill, who is the director of the ADRC Helpline. ADRC, Aging, Disability, and Resource Center. Part of the Area Agency on Aging in Palm Beach and the Treasure Coast. We've been talking with Don about some of the services that the helpline provides. I should preface this by saying the calls are free, the services are free. The ADRC doesn't charge for that, but we'll come back to that later. One of the most important thing that the Area Agency on Aging and the Aging Disability Resource Center helpline does is they really are the gateway to Medicaid for many people. Don, can we talk about that? I think that may be one of the most important things that you all do, which is Medicaid. So help explain to the audience what role you play in that process.
Sure. So the helpline, it is the gateway to state Medicaid managed care for long-term care. That's going to include community-based services, assisted living, nursing home assistance to functionally impaired seniors and disabled adults who are at risk of nursing home placement. So what my team does is they, like I said earlier, they do the initial assessment where they go through and find out what the client is able to do physically, what they're not able to do. They talk about income, and they really just determine the Medicaid eligibility. A lot of people know that Medicaid has a threshold where, you know, if you make a certain amount, you're not going to qualify. So they really want to make sure that the client is consistent with the federal poverty guidelines, making sure that, you know, they have a certain amount of people in the home. So just really asking a lot of questions. And then once we, you know, help them apply for Medicaid. Then we put them on the waiting list, which varies depending on their needs, varies depending on how frail they are and if they have a caregiver. And then what happens is monthly we get, Department of Elder Affairs sends us about 300 people that we take off the list monthly. And we're very happy to do that, to take them off the waiting list. And what we do is just kind of hold their hand through that whole process. We help them to determine their medical eligibility and their financial eligibility. And both of those are handled through CARES and through DCF. So we work with both of those agencies to, you know, educate the client on what they need to do. We kind of go back and forth and make sure they have all the information they need. And then, you know, eventually help them enroll. And then we leave it to a broker who helps them pick out the plan.
Most people don't understand that in different parts of the state, the long-term Medicaid managed care program can be serviced by a limited number of providers. In our area, there are four, but there may be three in some and five in other parts of the state. So just because your friend in Tampa, where you came from, is with one company doesn't mean that that company is active in this county, right?
Right.
So don't listen to your neighbor all the time. where you're really critically important is in getting people on the waiting list for long-term Medicaid managed care. But people can go on Medicaid without needing long-term Medicaid managed care, right? You
right.
can go on Medicaid. So there is a difference in that process, correct?
Correct.
Right. And you can help certify people. You can help people find out if they would qualify for Medicaid. Can you help them enroll in Medicaid?
We can certainly help them with the applications. We can't submit the applications. Those go through the Access website over at DCF. But, you know, a Medicaid team is trained to answer all questions and to really make them feel secure before applying.
There's a lot of misunderstanding about wait lists, and I know it's a sensitive subject for a lot of people. But is it fair to say that if you're desperately in need, you can move up that wait list? And if you're not, you don't? I mean, not everybody is the same. Not everybody's needs are the same.
Right.
Is that accurate?
Yes. And I think that's why the tool that we use that was created by the state is so important. And I stress to my staff to really follow that because it's been, you know, tested and proven that it works to really kind of identify all of the needs of the senior that's applying and all of the levels of care that they already have and all of their health conditions and their financial. So it really does package everything up for us to really know who is desperately in need of the services and who can wait a little bit longer.
One of the other things that I know that I hear all the time is people move down from the Northeast in particular, but it could be other northern states where Medicaid rules or Medicaid eligibility, Medicaid services are way different than
very different down here. There are a lot of seniors.
Right.
You know, Florida is wonderful in catering to its senior population, but there's a lot of people that come down.
Right.
So those waiting lists are going to be very long compared to up north. Where I came from in Cleveland, a lot of the programs didn't even have waiting lists.
Right.
So it's very different for me even having to tell people that they have to wait.
Yeah, and not only wait, but even the level of service.
Yes.
I know that there's generally, it's kind of like the opposite of sticker shock. I mean, people come down here expecting that they're going to get the same level of services in the same amount down here that they would get, for instance, in New York, and nothing could be further from the truth.
Right. It's so true.
Yeah,
it's so true.
Very.
Yeah, and coming on hard times, too, I think that really has made people even want, you know, more help than normal.
Yeah, we're going to talk about COVID's impact on what you do, but which has been really, the impact's been fairly dramatic, I know. I know now, audience, but you'll know in a few minutes. I know because I talked to Don before the show, but the impact that COVID has had on services that many seniors are in need of is really quite amazing. If you're just tuning in, I'm talking tonight with Don Hill, who is the director of the Area Agency on Aging Helpline. We're talking about all the services that the helpline provides. Before we go to break, Don, why don't we wait till we come back? Because I'm going to give the number that people can call you here, and then we'll give the number how they can call you tomorrow. If you have questions about the Area Agency on Aging, if you have questions about the helpline, if you have questions about Medicaid enrollment, if you have any questions for my guest, Don Hill from the ADRC helpline, give us a call, 877-960-9960. That's 877-960-9960.
I'm here with Tino from Comfort Care Senior Services. Tino, you train all of your caregivers on how to deal with those who are struggling with Alzheimer's disease, right?
I do, Mike. This disease process is frightening for everyone, and change is the scariest thing for most people. Where we should start is changing the way we think. People are not dying from Alzheimer's disease. They are living with it, and we have to figure out a way for them to keep on living their best life possible. I always say activities of daily living keep people alive. Meaningful activities is what gives people a life worth living. Properly training caregivers on all sorts of dementia is very important. Learning about behavior modification techniques, avoiding triggers, tapping into the abilities that are preserved the longest with people with dementia, and figuring out what's important to them are all vital tools caregivers need to understand. Remember, it's about the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition that determines their quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620 or visit us on the web at palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
I'm here with Allison from Comfort Care Senior Services. Allison, at Comfort Care, you guys really look at every client differently.
Activities of daily living keep people alive. Meaningful activities give people a life worth living. That's why at Comfort Care, we complete a social history for our clients. It taps into one's life story to help caregivers know more about who this person was and, quite frankly, still is. It asks questions like, what did you do for a living? What volunteer work did you do? What was your favorite book or movie? Were you in the military? And the list goes on. Understanding background like this is helpful in creating meaningful activities. For example, if someone was a cartographer in the Army, perhaps a trip to the library to look at old maps of where they were stationed might be an interesting activity. If someone were an avid golfer, perhaps a makeshift putting green might be a fun outing. We couple that with a day in the life, which asks more of the daily routine questions, so a caregiver coming in is already familiar with the schedule. It makes the adjustment to having a caregiver that much easier. Caregivers want to help their clients live their best life possible. Being armed with the right information can help, because at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines your quality of life. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm thrilled to have Don Hill, the director of the Area Agency on Aging Helpline, at your ADRC, Aging and Disability Resource Center. Don manages a group of 34 specialists helping people with all kinds of problems here in the Palm Beaches and on the Treasure Coast. And Don, I said I would give everybody the number to call for the helpline. Why don't we do that one more time while we have a second?
Sure. The helpline number is 866-684-5885.
So one of the things, Don, that I'm sure has really impacted the work that the helpline does and the need, actually, for the helpline is COVID. COVID's obviously been ubiquitous in our area, right? We have suffered like most other people. How has it impacted the helpline, or has it impacted the helpline?
Yeah, it's really kind of turned everything on its head. I think we really had to kind of look at two different groups. The group that were already receiving our services, you know, to see how those were affecting them. You know, for example, a congregate meal site where seniors go for socialization and maybe a meal on a daily basis, and they have their own transportation or they get dropped off. So somewhere like that obviously was no longer safe, you know, and really took someone who got out of the house for that purpose and made them, you know, have to stay home. So we really had to look at alternative ways to kind of deal with existing services that we already had funding for. So we came up, and I've worked at two different agencies. I've worked at the Area Agency on Aging in St. Petersburg, which covered Pasco and Pinellas County. So I got to see how they handled it and then how they handled it here when I started my job here 6 months ago in West Palm Beach. But, you know, they came up with some very innovative ideas. They created drive-thrus where instead of people going to get their, you know, meals and sit down, they were just driving through and being handed a full meal that was funded. So I thought that was very creative. And the other group of people that, you know, we really had to look out for are the ones that are still on our waiting list. So we had to determine, you know, they're still waiting for services that aren't available yet. How can we further help them while they're waiting? But the amazing thing during COVID is that we kept getting funding.
Right.
And like I said, at my old agency in St. Pete, this happened, and here as well, just constant funding for new programs, and the government really stepped through, and it's been a blessing.
Has the nature of the call evolved because of COVID? Or, well, first, are call volumes up? Are they down? Are they consistent?
I think for a period they went up
Sky
high and then almost leveled out a little bit. You know, some of the original calls we were getting were a lot of our demands for our services are things like house cleaning. That's one of the top ones. You know, someone who's frail who can't, you know, take care of their home but wants to or can't afford to. That's always been a huge issue. So we get a lot of calls for that. You know, personal care, be getting bathed, those sort of things. So those were kind of constant things we would always hear about. But, you know, once COVID started, we really started seeing a lot of families just being affected all around. So caregivers were losing their jobs. Other people in the household with our seniors or with our people with disabilities were losing their jobs. So it became almost like they were, you know, depending on Social Security checks for some of our seniors, you know, to support full families. So we really started seeing crisis in terms of food. Need for food in terms of bills, you know, utility bills, rent, you know, you know about the moratorium and how that's been. So it's just been, you know, very hectic. But like I said, I think it's leveled out a lot. I think we've been able to really kind of get people the services they need. And then, like I said, with the extra funding, you know, really think out of the box and think of other ways to be able to serve the clients with extra money that they need help with.
You know, we all know that isolation became a much bigger issue during COVID. Has the demand or the request or the inquiries about mental health services increased, or is that just my imagination?
No, definitely. Absolutely. Yeah. It's something that needs to be looked at, mental health counseling. And like I was saying earlier, you know, with everyone being homebound, we really started to look at our telephone reassurance because a lot of our programs weren't able to serve the clients in the ways we were doing it normally, but we were able to take that money and use it for telephone reassurance and really call the seniors at home, make sure they were doing okay. And then, you know, add value to the call by giving them certain information, whether it be about falls or going to get vaccinated, just to make sure that they got that information and, you know, got a dose of something that they needed to hear.
It's important to put out also that you all were not able to go to your offices for a long period of time, and you still managed to figure out the technology to keep all of the specialists, the advisors that when you call in, they still were able to do their jobs and still did their jobs even in an increased environment, right? I mean,
yes, it was just
amazing job.
And I was not here at the agency when everyone was deployed last March. But, you know, everyone was scrambling. We didn't even have enough laptops to, you know, send our staff out. Luckily, we got some amazing donations from Florida Power and Light, who donated laptops to our team, and we were able to get everyone up and running, you know, with technical issues and trying to learn equipment. And so it was a rocky time, I think, for everyone out there, I'm sure, who's had to, you know, move home during the pandemic. It was very challenging. And also, while you're still trying to seamlessly, you know, help clients, that was a real challenge for us. But everyone on our team has been amazing in terms of being able to adjust working from home. And like I told you before, they all have that empathy. So that's been the baseline. They still want to continue to help people, and will do everything they can to constantly do that.
It's fair to say that, well, you might have skipped a heartbeat. You didn't skip a beat in providing services, right?
I think our hearts just stopped.
But I think, seriously, I mean, it's a credit to the agency and to your team.
Thank you.
That as the demand grew from COVID, you guys stepped up to the table. And, you know, I know that I'm proud of being on the advisory council. I don't do much of anything, but I'm proud of being on the advisory council. You guys were on the front lines, and I think that you were able to provide incredible services given that the demand exploded right. and your ability to do things really changed. If you're just tuning in, I'm here tonight with Don Hill. Don is the director of the helpline, the ADRC helpline at the Area Agency on Aging. They're an incredible resource that allows for you to call and take advantage of all the services. We're going to talk about some more of the services that they provide when we come back. But if you have questions for Don or for myself, you can call us 877-960-9960. That's 877-960-9960.
Hi, I'm Dan Lagani, the CEO of Silver Solutions, the senior-focused company that works like a family for all of your mom and dad's home-related needs as they age, from keeping them safely in their current home to managing a downsizing or relocation to assisted living to emptying a home and distributing the family's treasures after the loss of a loved one. Silver Solutions is there to help families move forward with ease and confidence. If you're worried about your aging parents' safety at home, or you're an older adult concerned about losing your independence, give us a call today at 1-877-8 Age Safe. That's 1-877-AGESAFE. Or visit us online at silversolutions.com for a free consultation. We're bonded, insured, and follow rigorous CDC guidelines on all jobs, including the use of full PPE. You can't stop the aging process, but with Silver Solutions, you can make growing older safer and less stressful for the whole family.
Do your parents live in South Florida? We know it can be difficult to be there for them when you live far away. As your parents get older, things can change in an instant. Are you prepared?
Finding a trusted local expert to coordinate and provide care makes all the difference. ElderCare 360 can provide you and your family the proper guidance, support, and resources to assist you and your loved ones with their daily activities of living with healthcare challenges.
As a patient advocate, ElderCare 360 brings together a team of patient-focused, caring professionals with decades of experience. Call us to see how we can help before the crisis at 561-713-1800.
Make ElderCare 360 part of your team. ElderCare 360, patient advocacy, coordination of services, and full circle of care. 561-713-1800.
I'm here with Scott Greenberg from Comfort Care Senior Services. Scott, you're very involved when it comes to the senior community.
That's right, Mike. We firmly believe that involvement in the community, giving back to the community, comes back to us in many, many ways. One of the ways it comes back to us is in our understanding of what's going on, what's new, what's trending. So we're very involved in the guardianship community, for example. We're involved in Alzheimer's community care, in the Alzheimer's Association, in Parkinson's. We run support groups. Basically, what I'm saying is that we want to be a part of the community in ways that we just don't receive benefit, but that we can give benefit as well. It's very important for us to understand the needs of the entire community and the needs of other people who are providing services. It is only through that that we can ensure that we provide the best care possible. Remember, Mike, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines the quality of their life. So remember, let our family take care of your family and call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620, or look us up on the web at palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody, on this great Monday evening. I'm here with Don Hill. Don is the director of the ADRC Helpline, ADRC, Aging and Disability Resource Center. You used to know it as the Area Agency on Aging. They are kind of still one and the same. We just call the Aging, Disability, and Resource Center. And I guess it's important, Don, to mention that while the Area Agency on Aging is really for 60 and older, disabled doesn't have to be. Am I correct about that?
Yeah, I mean, we provide a lot of services to under 60 as well.
Right.
But anyone who's on a disability.
On disability. Mm-hmm. So that's the divider. But
correct.
It is disability. That's really important. So, I want to talk more about COVID, but I also don't want to lose the opportunity to talk about other things. So one of the most important requests that you get is for home-delivered meals, right?
Mm-hmm,
what do you do with those calls? Can anybody get a home-delivered meal? How does that work?
Well, there is a waiting list, but we basically do our assessment process to determine, where the client is on that list, doing our best to get them released for the services. But it is a very important service. And we know of a lot of other options while they're waiting on those services. There's some food pantries and the SNAP program, which is amazing as well.
So I always think of SNAP as a different program, because that's not home delivered. That's food stamps,
right,
typically, right?
Exactly.
So,
mm-hmm.
So staying on the home delivered meals for a minute, is that just Meals on Wheels, or are there other providers for home delivered meals? Can anybody get it? Are some of the faith based service providers doing? What happens if I can't get my own food?
A lot of the programs that we handle have their own meal programs. So like long-term care has a meal program. So once you'd be eligible for Medicaid, you also be eligible for that program as well. And then we do have CCE, which is a case managed program as well. And like you said, some faith-based programs also may have some home delivery meals.
And food pantries.
Mm-hmm.
I know of a few. I know Alpert Jewish Family has one.
Right.
And there's a couple of others. But that differs from food stamps. People think food stamps only goes to the indigent people who aren't working, but that's not true either.
Unfortunately, right? There's just been a huge stigma associated with the SNAP program. I think people, and it could be that, some seniors come from a very proud generation where they didn't want to take a handout. That was something that they were happy to be able to say that they didn't have to do. But I think with the SNAP program, if you're eligible, then you should be able to take advantage of the benefit of it. You get a card, which you can use discreetly at the stores. You can use it for quite a bit of food items as well. So,
and when you say if you're qualified, so can you help people understand how to qualify for food stamps or SNAP?
Right.
I think it's better when you call it SNAP than food stamps, again, because of the stigma that you
referred
to. Sure.
Well, like Medicaid, that's also a program managed by Department of Children and Families. So that's going to be handled through DCF on their Access website. They have a whole website where you can go, and it's very user-friendly for our seniors, so they can go and actually do an application for the SNAP program. We do offer our agency a benefits enrollment center. So we have someone who will do a screening to see if they may be eligible for some other smaller programs like SNAP or like our home energy assistance or Medicare savings.
So a lot of seniors are not tech savvy. So this benefits assistance that you just referred to, can you actually help people file applications?
We were.
Right.
We were. The Department of Children and Family Services decided they wanted to have their own people doing it. So we are no longer doing that. We were actually helping them submit the applications.
But you can help either prepare them for the application,
right,
or find out if they're eligible. Whether
absolutely,
they should even,
and walk them through the whole process.
Right. Is SNAP income based?
Yes.
Strictly? Is it strictly income based?
Yes. So that goes by the federal poverty guidelines as well.
But if you have two or three kids, your income poverty level moves based on, right?
I mean, correct.
There are,
yes, depending on how many people are in the household, that's going to make a huge difference as well.
And is home-delivered meals also income-based?
Yes.
That is also need-based, strictly
mm-hmm.
need-based.
Mm-hmm.
Although I find most of the pantries are not necessarily need-based. Anybody can kind of
right,
go,
absolutely.
Right?
Especially in these days when people are homebound regardless of their income.
When many years ago, I have not done it in quite a few years. I'm sorry that I haven't. But I volunteered at Boca Helping Hands, and we went there on Thanksgiving, and I, you know, was serving some of the people who came in. You talked about stigma, and I remember going to Boca Helping Hands and being astounded at people who came in who... Everybody assumes that there's no poverty in our area because, after all, this is Palm Beach and West Palm Beach and Boca Raton. And the truth is, the need's great, isn't it?
Absolutely, especially as we get closer to the holidays.
Right. How many calls do you average a month, just to put that in perspective?
About 4,000.
You average about 4,000? Mm-hmm. And you say that has or has not gone up during COVID?
It went up definitely early on in COVID. Right. I think now as people are returning back to their jobs or they found resources, we've seen a decline.
You don't have a job placement service?
No, but we do offer resources.
You do? Mm-hmm. Right. That's terrific. So explain the home, the energy benefit or the home emergency energy.
Sure. Well, it's Emergency Home Energy Assistance for the Elderly Program. It's also known as EHEAP. But what that does is you can apply to get a one-time credit during the winter heating season and then during the summer cooling season. And they will help you a one-time credit on your bill, which is a huge difference if someone can't, you know, pay their bill at that time.
Right. And again, income-based or
yes.
Some, you need to you can't just call and say I need help with these things. You have to demonstrate that you really do need help, correct?
Right, absolutely. Right. That would be an application process based on
and that's
on
what
income.
Your service provider, your 34 people in your department do with callers. They really help assess mm-hmm. eligibility?
Yeah, it's just really important that they're trained well to be able to understand the needs of the client.
Right.
And to start in one place and then end up in a totally different place recommending, you know, maybe 10 different services that may apply to that particular client. So we really want to make sure that they're getting as many resources as possible.
And is it fair to say, don't assume you're not eligible?
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. When in doubt, fill it out. That's what I always tell our seniors. Because, you know, they don't know if they're eligible and they may, you know, walk away from that. But what's the harm in trying?
Beside which, you may, in your intake process, find that they may be eligible not for what they called for, but for another service?
Yeah, absolutely. There's quite a bit of other services they may not even know that are out there that, you know, may help them. I think one of the big things is a lot of people who are financially challenged, you know, they have to make a decision whether they're going to eat sometimes or buy their medication. So if we're able to help them save a little money so they can get both of those things, you know, then we're doing our job. Like the Medicare Savings Program, every month people who are Medicare, they have to pay a monthly premium. Well, if they qualify, they can get that premium put back into their check every month and use that money for, you know, groceries or bills or prescriptions. So,
and that Part B benefits $148,
exactly,
right? So that's
yes.
a real, that could make a big difference in some people's
yes.
lives.
Yes, and I believe there are three levels with the Medicare Savings Program. The Q and B is for extremely low income, and then there's a mid-level, which is, I think, SLMB, and then the third one is QI. So each of those offers a little less, but still, you know, for someone who may have a little higher income, they still may get some help.
So if you just tuned in, of course, this is Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom here every Monday night from 6 to 7. I wouldn't even listen to me for 3 hours. 6 to 7. We talk about issues that confront boomers and their parents. Tonight we're talking with Don Hill, who is the director of the ADRC Helpline, the Area Agency on Aging. And if you tune in late and you're sorry you missed the beginning because you'd really like to know more about what the Helpline does, we have good news for you. You can listen anyway because we podcast. Tomorrow, up and running, OMG, I'm getting on every podcast. Oops, easy for me to say. On every podcast platform, you can just download OMG, I'm getting, and up will be. You can even subscribe and listen to us every week. If podcasting is not your thing, and for many of us at our advanced ages, by the way, I am now 72, so I qualify as being really old. If podcasting is not your thing, you can go to our website, palmbeach.comfortcare.com. Comfortcare, C-O-M-F-O-R-C-A-R-E. I know you want to put a T in there and call it Comfort Care. That's not who we are. It's palmbeach.comfortcare.com. And just look for the radio link, and you'll hit it there, and you can listen to this or any of the other shows we've done over the last 10 years. Of course, there is no reason to ever miss us every Monday from 6 to 7, because you can download the iHeartRadio app, search Palm True Oldies in the Palm Beaches, and we'll be there. And or you can listen online, because we simulcast TrueOldiesFLA.com. TrueOldiesFLA.com every Monday, 6 o'clock. Next week, Dr. Arif Dalvi. Dr. Dalvi, he's a very special physician. He's one of the leading experts in Parkinson's disease here in Palm Beach County. He is, you know, one of the very few go-to people in the area of Parkinson's. He also runs the memory care unit at St. Mary's Hospital. Palm Beach Neurological is the overriding organization he belongs to. Dr. Dalvi's been here, but not for a very long time. It's probably about 5 years since he was here last. He's a wonderful guy. I promise you, you will leave that show smarter than you listened, than you tuned in. He really has a wealth of information, and he will bring us up to date on the latest developments, both in clinical research in Parkinson's and what's going on in the world of Alzheimer's disease. And of course, many of you know that there's a new drug out there, and we can talk a little bit about that and a whole host of other important information about Alzheimer's and or Parkinson's disease with Dr. Dalvi next week. But in a few minutes I have left with my guest, Don Hill, who, as I said, is the director of the ADRC. Don, one more time, how do people reach the helpline if they need to?
They can call us at toll-free at 866-684-5885. And they can ask our staff about a multitude of services they're interested in. We can also set them up to do a screening, which will really kind of give them a good picture of what state, local, and federal programs they may be eligible for.
Right. And as you said, when in doubt, fill it out.
When in doubt, fill it out.
So if you're struggling, you know, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but if you're struggling putting food on your table, if you're struggling with your heat, if you think you might be eligible for food stamps, but you're not sure, if you think you might qualify for Medicaid, you hear about Part B savings, you hear about all of these things, before you listen to all the commercials out there on TV, they should call the helpline, am I right?
That's right, exactly, right? Scott.
Right. How do you like West Palm?
I like West Palm. I'm starting to really enjoy what I'm seeing. I've been here for 6 months now, and it's starting to feel like home.
That's great. And today was your first day back on premises, right?
Yes. Of our staff came back today after being working remote since March of 2020. So it's been an interesting day, to say the least.
Yeah. Wrapped up by having to come here. And
yes, listen. This was a highlight of my day. So thank you for
Nobody
the laughs.
Nobody ever said that before.
To come back more often.
This is the highlight of their day. So you're a wonderful guest. You have a lot of information to pass on to the audience.
Thank you. I
can't thank you enough for taking the time to come and help people understand the services that are available through the helpline.
Thank you for having me.
I know the helpline. My pleasure. I know the helpline to be one of the greatest resources in the county, often unappreciated, equally often unknown. People often confuse you with 211. Just before
we're equally great.
They are equally great. No, they are. But when should people call 211, and when should they call the helpline? Let's maybe end on that tonight.
You know, since we are an agency that caters toward older adults and people with disabilities, you know, that those two groups, I definitely think that we have a very wide range of resources and really can help out the clients that we serve in, you know, five counties. So
right. Yeah.
I think that's a value right there.
Terrific. I've been here tonight with Don Hill, who is the director of the ADRC helpline. The helpline is part of the Area Agency on Aging. The phone number is either 866 or 561-684-5885. I know them. I've been on the advisory council of the Area Agency on Aging for, I don't know, 8 or 9 years. I know them to be an amazing group of people doing amazing work for our community. If you have any questions, they're the go-to people. I promise you they will do everything they can to answer your question and point you in the right direction to get the services that you need. I, of course, am Scott Greenberg. This is Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom, here every Monday night from 6 to 7, talking about issues that confront boomers and their parents. Next week, we're going to talk about Parkinson's and Alzheimer's with Dr. Arif Dalvi, a show I'm excited about. I hope you are as well. We'll see you next week. In the meantime, stay safe, stay warm, get vaccinated, and come back and listen Monday, 6 o'clock. Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom. Good night, all. Have a good week.